Adaptive day camps held last month in South Surrey are being hailed as a small but mighty success by the parent of one participant. And Jackie Voulmier is crossing her fingers the city of Surrey continues to expand such programming, so that more children and families can benefit. Our kids get to go and do something that is taken for granted with other families, Voulmier said, of camps tailored to children and youth with disabilities and diverse abilities. Voulmier said she discovered sizable gaps in the city's offerings of adaptive supports, spaces and camps after she started working full-time last year and was looking for spring break camps for her teen sons, the youngest of whom is autistic. For her older son, the options were bountiful. There were more than 500 spots available to choose from in South Surrey alone. But for Jason, now 15, Voulmier could find only 6 spaces, in the whole city of Surrey, and all of them were located at the northern end. Why does my one child who has more needs, why does he have to travel 55 minutes, and there's only 6 spots, she said. That's not equal access to camp. Noting there are thousands of kids with special needs designations registered at Surrey schools, Voulmier said she is advocating for camps in every community. Officials with the city's Parks and Recreation Department said adapted youth camps have been running in the city for more than a decade, but confirmed that, up until last year, they were only offered in the Fleetwood area. Last summer, they were expanded to South Surrey, to offer more services in this community. The City of Surrey Accessibility and Inclusion Team will continue to evaluate program offerings annually, an emailed statement continues, noting staffing has been an ongoing challenge since COVID. Voulmier, who works for the school district, said the expansion followed her appeal to a pair of city councillors and the mayor. While she said last year's pilot failed miserably for Jason, who she said doesn't actively engage with other participants, but enjoys being around other kids who are like him, she couldn't say enough about this year's offerings, which wrapped up locally on August 23rd at South Surrey Recreation Center. When I picked him up at 3 o'clock, he was really happy, she said. This is a good story. She credited the success to camp leaders who not only had specific training to work with neurodiverse youth, but also gave her a new level of comfort, including through daily photos or texts. Voulmier described support staff as the bridge that connects kids like Jason to the community. The teen who loves noodles and doesn't go anywhere without his Angry Birds characters has got some really good qualities, she said, but also some really great deficits that those unfamiliar with neurodiverse diagnoses often don't recognize or understand. The support staff at the summer camps were the difference between Jason attending or him being sent home, Voulmier said. They were so good with my son. Voulmier said without adaptive camps, many school-aged children and youth with disabilities and diverse abilities are essentially isolated from society and the community for the 14 weeks of the year when class is not in session, a reality she described as so not fair. These kids, the research shows us that socialization is so important for development and physical activity, it gets those neurons working. Parks officials said Surrey now has 7 weeks of adapted camps throughout the summer for youth 13 to 18 years old. 4 weeks offered in Fleetwood provide a 1-to-2 ratio of support, while 3 in South Surrey provide 1-to-1. The city continues to recruit and train staff to support our important programs such as this one, the statement concludes. Voulmier was also excited by efforts in the city of White Rock, which introduced its first adaptive summer camps this year, in partnership with Unity, following a suggestion by Cown. Michelle Partridge. John Woolgar, the city's director of recreation and culture, said the program for 8 to 16-year-olds emphasizes the development of social skills and life skills through activities, hands-on engagement, and discussions. It ran for 2 weeks, with 4 participants in each week, a 3-to-1 support ratio and all activities facilitated by Unity staff. Woolgar said an evaluation of the program will determine what, if any, changes may be implemented for 2025. Voulmier said expanded opportunities will make our communities better. We need to include people everywhere, be compassionate and tolerant and accepting of one another, she said. I just wanted to show that it's so possible.